Thousands of people have signed a petition calling for a royal commission into what researchers say are catastrophic levels of suicide among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. A suicide prevention researcher has created the change.org petition addressed to Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, arguing that a royal commission is the only shot left available to address the issue. Sally Brooks reports.
They're staggering, harrowing statistics.
It's a catastrophic humanitarian crisis. We're losing 5.2% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander deaths to suicide.
Suicide prevention researcher Jerry Georgiatis created the petition, which now has over 21,500 signatures.
We need a bipartisan, multipartisan approach. We need both Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten to support the Royal Commission. There is no other way forward.
Mr Georgiatis is a member of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention Evaluation Project. He says actual rates could be much higher than the official statistics.
There are underreporting issues in terms of coronial determinations, and it could be as high, and I am very sure it is as high as 10%, so 1 in 10. But either of those, from a racialised lens, 1 in 19 or 1 in 10, should be leading to the galvanising of a Royal Commission. A Royal Commission is our best shot, our greatest shot, and without a Royal Commission, without the deep examination of Royal Commission to the multifactorial intertwined issues, the tragedy will continue. We will not address the tsunami of poverty-related issues and the constancy of traumas that have now been generated from the socioeconomic disadvantage that's acute.
He says suicide deaths are most common in remote Indigenous communities across northern Australia.
The Kimberley, when we disaggregate, has the nation's highest suicide rate to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from that racialised lens. Similarly, so far North Queensland and parts of the top end of the Northern Territory.
Damien Bonson, founder of Indigenous suicide prevention body Black Rainbow, agreed a royal commission was needed. He says there is a real need to drill down into Indigenous suicide causes.
And that's what I've observed, is that these are people who are doing this because of the levels of oppression. And oppression is, we look at oppression as a form of violence. These are people that are resisting that oppression and seeing suicide as the only way out.
Tom Calmer is a member of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Advisory Group to the federal government. Mr Calmer has backed the Royal Commission.
We're in a very dire situation in Australia, in that we're seeing too many people, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, taking their own lives. In fact, we lose more people through their own hands each year than we do see through road accidents, and yet we're seeing multi-millions, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars getting put into black spot road upgrades, but not anywhere near anything significant investment into suicide prevention.
The Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Advisory Group's Tom Calmer, ending Sally Brooks' report there. And if you need any help, call Lifeline on 13 11 14.